Welcome to this body scan mindfulness practice. Start by allowing yourself to set aside some time to engage with this practice, and as much as possible, ensuring that you will not be disturbed for the duration. The body scan is frequently done lying down on the bed or a yoga mat, but it is also possible to do the body scan sitting in a chair. At all time, it is important that you feel comfortable. So if at any stage you need to adjust or move, you can do this mindfully and with awareness so that the change of position becomes part of the mindfulness practice. Settling into the sensations of lying or sitting here, giving the weight of your body to gravity and allowing the chair or mattress to fully support you, and gently bringing your attention to your breathing. As we prepare to engage with the body scan, it is important to remember that there is no particular goal for this practice. You are simply invited to be aware of sensations in the body as they arise and pass away. There is no way the body scan is supposed to feel. You are simply practicing being aware, and whatever you notice is fine. You may notice at some point that the mind has become distracted. The attention has wandered away from the guidance on the CD. This is very normal. When this happens, noticing where the breath has gone to and gently returning attention back to the breath in the body, and also picking up the guidance of the CD once more. You may find on occasion that you do not want to do something the guidance suggests. If this happens, choosing what is best for you, trusting your own wisdom to know what is best for you at any given time. Now bringing your attention once more to the body lying here, allowing yourself to sink further into the support of the mattress or chair. Feeling the body breathing, being with the movement of the breath as you inhale and as you exhale. Feeling the rising and falling in the chest and the belly with each in-breath and each out-breath. And at all times remembering during the practice that simply bringing attention back to the breath, that this can be a steady support for you. And as you stay with the sensation of the breath entering and leaving the body, I'm going to invite you to gently move your attention down into the toes of the left foot, bringing your awareness down to the toes of the left foot, feeling into the toes, perhaps becoming aware of sensations there, the contact that the toes have with each other or with the sock or stocking or any blanket, a rug that may be there. Noticing, being aware of sensations in the toes of the left foot. And then gently allowing your attention to move along the sole of the foot, including the ball of the foot, the arch, and the heel, becoming aware of the whole of the sole of the left foot. and then moving the attention to the top of the foot, from the base of the toes to the ankle. Once again, noticing whatever sensations are present here. And then allowing the attention to move into the left ankle, the ankle joint, connecting the foot with the lower leg. Perhaps feeling into the muscles, the tendons in the left ankle. And as we bring our attention to the different parts of the body, allowing yourself to also invite the breath to accompany you. So breathing into the left ankle joint, breathing into and out of. And now moving the attention up into the left lower leg, becoming aware of the calf of the leg. Perhaps feeling sensations of contact with the floor or with your clothing. And as we explore these sensations, noticing what's present. It may be a sense of heat or coolness, pressure, tingling, numbness. And not judging what you're experiencing, simply noticing the sensations, observing them. And now allowing your attention to move around both sides of the lower leg, and now including the front, the shin. Bringing your attention to the left shin. And now gently moving the awareness up into the left knee joint, including the kneecap, the back of the knee. What are you noticing here? And breathing with awareness into the left knee joint. And now allowing the attention to move up into the upper leg, into the thigh, starting with the back of the thigh. Noticing the sensations of contact, pressure with the mattress or the chair. Feeling into the muscles of the left thigh. And allowing the attention to move around into the front of the thigh. Feeling along the length of the thigh. And now bringing your attention to the whole of the left foot and leg. And breathing with awareness into and out of the left foot and leg. Almost as if you could inhale the breath into and out from the left leg. And now releasing the left foot and leg and gently moving the attention down to the right foot, starting with the toes of the right foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Feeling with awareness into the toes of the right foot. becoming aware of sensations along the sole of the right foot. What are you noticing as you pay attention to the sole of the right foot? And now including the top of the foot, bringing awareness here. And gently moving up into the right ankle. At all times, simply noticing what presents itself to your attention without judgment. Moving up into the right lower leg, the calf of the leg, and the shin. What sensations are present? And now the right knee joint. Feeling deep into the knee joint with gentle awareness. Being present. And now moving up into the right thigh, the back of the thigh, the front, and both inner and outer aspect of the thigh. And now becoming aware of the whole of the right foot and leg. Noticing sensations. And once again, breathing with awareness into the whole of the right foot and leg. Now releasing the right leg and gently guiding your attention up into the pelvis. Seeing if you can connect with the bones of the pelvic girdle. Also becoming aware of the buttocks, the groin, the genitals. Also all the organs and tissues that are held in the pelvic cavity. And once again, gently guiding a breath into the pelvis, as if you could breathe into and out from the pelvic cavity. Becoming aware of any physical sensations that present themselves. Or perhaps you're aware of a lack of sensation or a difficulty in connecting. Sometimes when we turn to different parts of the body, we realize that there's very little sensation or a numbness there. And if you're meeting that at any point, simply noticing that. You're not trying to change it or make it be any way that it other than how it is right now. Simply noticing. And now allowing your attention to move around to the back, starting at the tailbone. And moving up into the lower back, the midsection of the back, and the upper back. Feeling into the length of the back. Becoming aware of the bones of the spine. The whole of the back, sitting or lying here. becoming aware of the movement of the breath in the back as you inhale and exhale. And gently allowing your attention to rest here with this movement of breathing in the back, breathing in, breathing out, being present. And now releasing the back from your awareness, bringing the attention around to the front of the body, to the abdomen, the area from the belly button up to the base of the ribs, the whole tummy area. Bring your attention into this part of the body, becoming aware of any physical sensations. Sometimes we can notice a tightness or a holding. Sometimes we may notice pain or discomfort. Noticing whatever's present. If at any point you are meeting any discomfort or pain, if it feels comfortable for you, you can invite a kind attention along with a breath into that area, into that part of the body. Breathing in tenderness, kindness, and caring. Seeing if it's possible to soften around the area. If this does not feel appropriate, just returning the attention to sensations of breathing. And now releasing the abdomen from your awareness and gently allowing the attention to move up into the chest area, up through the diaphragm, up into the chest, including the breasts, the rib cage, the sternum, heart and lungs, the esophagus. Really breathing in the attention, the awareness. Noticing what is present as you guide your attention to the chest. Gently allowing your attention now to move into the shoulders, back of the shoulders, shoulder blades, the shoulder joints, collarbones at the front. Seeing if it's possible to soften and release from the shoulders. And allowing the breath to move into the shoulder joint. Releasing, letting go, if that seems appropriate for you right now. And now gently allowing the attention to move down into the upper arms, right and left upper arms. Elbows, lower arms, wrists, palms of the hands, backs of the hands, fingers and fingertips. Becoming aware of sensations in the hands and the arms, perhaps noticing the contact with the floor, the mattress, your body. Becoming aware of whatever sensations are present. Right now. And breathing with awareness into the hands and the arms. And now returning the attention back up into the shoulders, becoming aware of the throat and the neck, allowing the attention to move up into the chin and the jawbones, the mouth and the teeth, the tongue, inside of the mouth, the lips, the nostrils and nose, the cheeks, the temples, eyes and eye sockets, eyebrows, forehead, the ears and the sides of the head, top of the head, back of the head, the hair and the scalp, whole of the face, head and neck area, being present to any sensations that are here and breathing with awareness. If it feels comfortable for you, allowing the facial muscles to soften a little with an out-breath, releasing. Breathing, being present. And now connecting the face, head and neck with the shoulders, arms and hands, the chest, abdomen, pelvis and back, upper and lower legs, feet, the whole body, sitting or lying here, being present. Allowing the breath to simply breathe itself, to infuse through the body a gentle attention. And if at this point there's any place in the body, any area where you've experienced treatment or injury that you would like to turn your attention to and simply give it some kind, caring attention, allowing the breath to soften and surround these areas with great tenderness. And once more returning simply to the experience of breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Being present. In a few moments, you will hear the bell that signals the end of this mindfulness practice. But before then, maybe taking some time to appreciate yourself for engaging with this practice, for taking this time to care for your own well-being.